Good to see you guys. Let's just make a little circle here around the flagpole. Yeah, just kind of come on in here. We'll make a circle here. I appreciate you guys being here. It tells me you believe in prayer, and prayer's powerful, isn't it? You know, it's kind of interesting. Sometimes people quit believing in prayer because they pray for something and God doesn't do it, you know, and they say, well, you must not be hearing. But He hears, and He works through our prayers, and even when He doesn't give us exactly what we ask for. Have you ever seen a tapestry on a wall or something woven with little threads? You know what I mean? God's building a tapestry. He's making this beautiful thing out of His creation, and He uses our prayers to put all that together. It's an amazing thing the way He does it. We often can't see the result of prayer immediately. Many times you have to look back years later and say, wow, look what God's done. I would never have guessed this. He's weaving this tapestry. He's putting all those prayers together like little threads in a tapestry. And it's awesome. So He hears and He answers. He just does it in His time and in His way. And He wants us to trust Him and keep praying even when we don't see immediate answers. So He's doing it. So let's just keep praying. In 1952, y'all remember 1952? 65 years ago. I was in the first grade, by the way. I was alive. In 1952, the United States passed a law that said the president should appoint one day a year, not on a Sunday. They wanted it to be a special day. They knew that people worshiped on Sunday, but they wanted to be another day when people would get together to pray for the country, to pray for our nation. And so they started doing that. In 1988, they passed another law that said it's going to be on the first Thursday of every May. The president will make the first Thursday of every May a national day of prayer. And that's what happened. And that's what we're doing. We're still doing that now. So that was 30 years ago. So today, here we are. It's Thursday, first Thursday in May, 2017. And we're meeting here, and guys, all over the nation, there are people who'll be meeting just like we are right here at schools and at other places of business and in government offices. They're meeting today, all different times during the day, to pray for our nation. It's very, very important that we do this. The theme verse for this year's day of prayer is Daniel 9:19. And I want to talk about that just a little bit since it's the theme verse. In Daniel chapter 9, the Israelites have been taken captive. They are in Babylon. They are not free. It's a mess. And they're there because of their sins. They had rebelled against God, and God had let this foreign nation, Babylon, come in and take them captive. And Daniel is praying this long prayer in Daniel chapter 9 for the nation. He's praying for his people, Israel. And we don't have time to read all of it, but I'm going to read a couple of verses. And this is beginning in verse 18. So here's part of Daniel's prayer. He says, O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolation. So he said, God, look at us. You see the mess we're in, right? And the city that's called by your name. For we do not present our pleas before you because of our righteousness, but because of your great mercy. So he's saying, we haven't done very well. Our righteousness, no, we don't have it. We've sinned against you. So we're not asking because we're good. We're asking because you're merciful. And then here's the National Day of Prayer verse for this year. O Lord, so it's still part of his prayer. O Lord, hear. Like, listen, Lord, please. O Lord, forgive. We sinned. We need your forgiveness. O Lord, pay attention. Look at what's happening and act. Don't delay for your own sake, O my God, because your city and your people are called by your name. So you hear what Daniel's saying. He said, we haven't been very good. We've messed up. We've sinned. And we're not coming to you because we're righteous, because we're not. But we're coming to you because you're a merciful God. You know what? I love the fact that the wind's blowing today. Because in the Bible, the wind is kind of a metaphor for something. Do you know what the wind represents in the Bible often? The moving of the Holy Spirit. He's pictured like a mighty wind. And so we can say, thank you, Lord, that you're reminding us that you can move in the power of your Holy Spirit like a mighty wind. He's reminding us of that this morning. I think it's awesome. So he's saying, Lord, we need you. He's saying, please hear me. Please hear my prayer. Please forgive us. Please pay attention. please do something because only you, God, can fix this. Daniel realized they were in such a mess, their only hope was God. He was their only hope. Now here we are, about 2,500 years after Daniel wrote that. Daniel wrote that about 500 years before Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He prayed that prayer. And here we are in our country, United States of America. And we're in a big mess too, guys. We really are in this country. I don't think we've ever been in my lifetime so divided as we are right now. I've read that we've not been so divided since the Civil War. It's a mess. There are a lot of people in our country who really, really liked President Obama, but they really, really don't like President Trump. There are a lot of people who really, really didn't like President Obama, and they really, really like President Trump. And there are a lot of people who didn't like President Obama, and they don't like President Trump. And there are a lot of people who are very, very angry in our country right now. We have more people than ever in our country who are not being loving. They're not being gracious. They're not being kind. They've forgotten what the love of Jesus is like. They don't know Jesus. They don't love Jesus. They don't love the Bible. We've got more people like that, I think, than ever before. We also have a lot of people who call themselves Christians who are not acting very loving either. We need to set the example of being kind and gracious and loving in all that we do. That's very important. On some of our college campuses right now in the United States, people just a little bit older than you are, they are screaming bad words, obscenities, nasty stuff. They're stomping their feet. They're yelling. They're throwing fits because they don't want somebody to have the chance to speak on their campus because they don't like that person or they don't like what they think that person's going to say. That's very, very ugly, but it's happening in our country right now. So there's a lot of division. There's a lot of sin. There's a lot of anger in our country. And we, like Daniel, need to say, God, we can't fix it. We need you to fix it. That's why we're here. Some of you may not like President Trump. Some of you may like him. Some of you may think he's great. Some of you may think he's not so great. But you know what God says we're supposed to do about President Trump? We're supposed to pray for him. Just like President Obama, whether you liked him or not, we're supposed to pray for those in leadership. Listen to this. This is in 1 Timothy chapter 2. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings, and listen to this, for all who are in high positions, that would include the President of the United States, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good and it's pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So we Christians are supposed to pray for whoever is in authority. That's not just the President, our representatives, our senators, our judges, our justices, the men and women who counsel them, who give them advice. We need to pray for these people. They need God's leadership. Paul was telling these people, you pray. You know who their leader was that they had to pray for? Nero. Nero was a wicked, ungodly man. Nero was the one that later on was going to burn Christians like human torches to light his gardens. He did that. Paul, that wrote this to Timothy, said, pray for these people. He was going to be the one that would take Paul and chop his head off. He was going to chop his head off. Nero was a bad guy. He killed Peter, crucified him upside down. Paul's saying, pray for him, pray for him, pray for him. So whether we like the president or not, we pray for them. Whether we like our representatives or not, we pray for them. All these people need our prayers. They need God. So that's what we're going to do today. And I'm asking you, when we leave this flagpole here in just a few minutes and we go on with our day, please don't forget to pray for this country. We have a country that's in a mess. We need to pray for the leaders. We need to pray for the people, for awakening, for revival, for repentance, for faith in Jesus. We need to be praying. God hears your prayers. You may not be able to do much else, but you can pray and I can pray and God hears those prayers. So you be faithful to pray for this nation, okay? Let's do it right now. Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to intercede for our nation. And we thank you for sending us the wind this morning to remind us that you can move through this nation like a mighty wind in the power of your Holy Spirit to bring about renewal, revival, awakening, and we pray that you would. Grant repentance, Lord. Grant repentance to our leaders. We pray for President Trump. We pray for his counselors and advisors. We pray for our representatives. We pray for our senators. We pray for our judges and our Supreme Court justices. We pray, Lord, for people, just ordinary people like us, who need to know how much you love them. They need to learn to love you and love your word. We pray for people who are full of anger and full of hate, that somehow you would come and move and grant them genuine repentance. Help us to demonstrate that to a watching, dark, lost world, that you can produce love and joy and peace and patience and gentleness and goodness and faithfulness and kindness and self-control through the power of your Holy Spirit working in us. So get glory for yourself, Lord, and please bless our nation, and please bring us back to you, and please heal our land, and we'll give you glory for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Wonderful, guys. You're a great group. You have a great day. God bless you.